Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover everything, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 32, just verse 32 today. It reads, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets." And he'll go on to some other point, which we'll talk about in a moment. But just for today, I'd like to focus upon this very interesting list, a list of heroes of faith, according to the writer, people who he believes his readers will recognize as people of faith to be admired and imitated. In this whole chapter of faith, he's bringing before the people who are struggling with their faith, struggling to stay courageous in the face of persecution, in the face of difficulty. He's saying to them, remember these wonderful people of faith. And I think as he brings out this list of the people reading his letter, he's bringing out a list of people to whom they can relate. So often when we look at people that we do admire and we would like to be like or be able to imitate, they seem too distant or they seem too confident or they seem too different from us. And yet, of course, every human being really can relate to another. We all are human. And these 6 people mentioned here are as human as anybody. They all had faults. And they all come from, well, the first 4 names come from the book of Judges. And at that time, faith was in a very short supply. Judges 6, verse 10, "I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the God of the Amorites in whose land you live, but you have not listened to me." There wasn't a lot of listening to God going on in the book of Judges. Or Judges chapter 17, verse 6, "In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit." A very sad, short statement of the state of spirituality in Israel. These 4 people and the others mentioned have their own faults. Gideon was frightened. In Judges 6, verse 15, "How can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh. I am the least in my family." Barak was hesitant. He said to her, Judges chapter 4, verse 8, "If you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go." Hesitant. Samson was flippant. We don't have time to read the whole story of Judges 16, verses 4 to 20, but you may know the story of the way that he did not deal seriously with the temptations of Delilah. He was flippant about things. Judges chapter 11 shows us that Jephthah was rash. Verses 30 and 31, "He made a vow to the Lord, if you give the Ammonites into my hands, whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites will be the Lord's, and I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering." And that story ends in tragedy. Have a read of Judges 11. What about David? David was sensuous. 2 Samuel 11, he gets up from his bed and sees Bathsheba, calls her over, sleeps with her. She is another man's wife. It's appalling. And Samuel was careless. 1 Samuel 8, verses 1 to 3, his sons, who he appointed as judges, he just appointed them, even though they did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, accepted bribes, perverted justice. My goodness, what a list. We can look at that list in one way, as a list of weaknesses. And we can look at that list in another way and say how amazing that God is able to use their faith even though they are weak. Isn't that an encouragement to us? Whatever your weakness, God can still use you if you have faith in him. What a tremendous encouragement to us today. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 33. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, if you type in mccx to the search bar and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.